You're listening to the audio production of The Potential Principle, a proven system for closing the gap between how good you are and how good you could be, by Mark Sanborn, published by HarperCollins Leadership, and read by Alan Taylor.
Part 1. Why You Should Improve. Chapter 1. The Potential Principle. Wealth, notoriety, place, and power are no measure of success whatever. The only true measure of success is the ratio between what we might have done and what we might have been on the one hand, and the thing we have made of ourselves on the other. H.G. Wells. In 1985, three-time Olympic athlete John Howard was at the Bonneville Salt Flats, trying to set a new land speed record on a bicycle. Howard was not riding your dad's Schwinn. His was a specially built bicycle. One turn of the pedals moved the bike more than 110 feet. When Howard set the land speed record, his monitored heart rate was 195 beats per minute. His top speed, 152 miles per hour. If you guess that this is the top speed for riding a bicycle, you'd be wrong. A decade later, a European beat Howard's best by reaching a top speed of 161 miles per hour. You might have little or no interest in bicycles or land speed records. That's not the point. What's important is this. We have no idea what is possible physically, mentally, or organizationally. Most of us far underestimate our own potential and the potential of others. Beyond experience. Even though I'm no mind reader,